It's Your Biz. The complete guide to becoming your own boss. Authors: Susan Wilson Solovich, Ellen R. Caden. Create your own destiny. In the new business paradigm, it is no longer about reinventing your career or looking for creative ways to rev up your job search. Today, it's about building your career as a freelancer, an independent contractor, consultant, small business owner, or franchisee. Starting a business is personal. A small business is more than just a way to make a living. It's a way of living. Joining the ranks of the self-employed is more involved than changing jobs or careers. It represents a lifestyle change, a lifestyle for which not everyone is suited. Why do you want to start your own business? Successful entrepreneurs are driven. They're passionate about their business ideas. They derive energy from the excitement of building something from scratch. They see opportunities all around them, and they have a strong desire to control their own destiny. Although initially, they may not have all the information they need to get started, that doesn't deter them. They have an inherent go-for-it attitude. Determination and commitment create an insatiable desire to learn, to build, and to grow a business. Far from being a half-hearted attempt, the effort becomes their life's work. They don't just give it a try and hope it will work out. They are confident that they will have what it takes to turn their dream into a reality. When you become self-employed, you have to relinquish the trappings of corporate life. Instead of being given a job title with defined responsibilities, you will be the chief cook and bottle washer. Do you have the right stuff? Here is a compiled personality assessment. 1. Self-starter. When you're an employee, most of your tasks are assigned by your boss. Generally, you understand what is expected of you and how the work is to be performed. However, when you start your own business, there is no one telling you what to do. 2. Enjoy working by yourself. Most startups are one-person shows. In fact, most companies today start off as home-based businesses. 3. People person. If you aren't a people person, then being in business for yourself will be difficult, if not impossible. Being a people person is not the same as preferring to have people around with whom to chat. You can work well alone and still be a people person. 4. Risk taker. Building a business involves risks, both personal and financial. In fact, the majority of small businesses fail within the first 3 years, so you need to be able to go beyond your comfort zone. 5. Multitasker. When you start a business, you're responsible for doing nearly everything yourself. Not everyone functions well with so many balls in the air. 6. High energy. Starting a business requires an infinite amount of energy. You only think you've worked hard in previous jobs. Wait until you go out on your own. 7. Eager to learn. When you start a business, you most likely choose something you enjoy and something at which you are good. However, no matter how good you are at doing what you do, you probably don't know a lot about the fundamentals of starting and growing a business from the ground up. 8. Good salesperson. Don't you consider yourself a good salesperson? When you start your own business, you'd better. No one can sell your business better than you. 9. Strong personal support network. It's tough to start a new business venture without the support of your friends and family. 10. Self-confident. You're going to hear the word no a lot, so it's helpful to have thick skin. Though business experts advise you not to take things personally, it's hard not to when dealing with your own business. If you run short on self-confidence, you're going to be uncomfortable in your own business. 11. Resilient. No matter how well you plan your business launch, you're going to encounter obstacles and setbacks. But instead of dwelling on failure, successful entrepreneurs pick themselves up and move on. 12. Decision maker. Business owners must be comfortable with making decisions on their own. Otherwise, nothing will get done. 13. Strategic thinker, visionary. Strategic thinkers make good entrepreneurs because they don't dwell on detail. They're people who can see the big picture and determine what needs to be done to get from point A to point Z. 14. Persistent. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Successful business owners understand that it takes persistent effort to make their businesses work. Begin part-time. If you currently have a full-time position, you may be able to begin working on your business during your own time. For most people, that's evenings and weekends. But there are a few key things to be mindful of if you decide to moonlight with your own business. A franchise may be a startup shortcut. A franchise operation is, in many respects, a business in a box. It comes with a set of instructions, including customized training and ongoing support, whether it is accounting or financing, advertising and public relations, personnel management, purchasing or inventory control. The franchise organization is there to assist you and to help you succeed. As a franchise, you are in a business for yourself, but not by yourself. Pre-launch market research. Conducting market research when you're just thinking about starting a business may sound costly, but there are ways in which you can do it professionally and affordably. You don't have to invest big bucks in market research to evaluate your business idea. Your biggest investment will be in time and effort. A simple, logical place to start your research is by bouncing your idea off your friends and family. You'll also need to reach beyond your intimate circle to gain more objective opinions of your business concept. Identify your target market and talk to your potential customers. Find out what these customers like about similar products or services that are currently available. Ask open-ended questions so you can see whether there are any unsatisfied needs. If you identify any unmet needs, that opens the door for you to describe your offering and find out whether they will be interested if it were available. Use electronic research tools, social media. What do you include in a business plan? Effective summary, a concise overview of the plan along with a description of your company. Market analysis, to illustrate your knowledge of the industry. Company description, includes information about the nature of your business and the primary factors you believe will make it a success. Organization and management, describes your company's organizational structure, details the ownership of the company, profiles the management team, and provides the qualifications of the board of directors if you choose to have one. Marketing and sales strategies concern creating customers who are the lifeblood of the business. Service or product line describes your service or product, emphasizing its benefits to potential and current customers. Funding needs includes estimates of your startup cost and your ongoing capital requirements. Financials, in which you make projections about your company's future financial performance. Purpose, promise, and principles, the cornerstones of your business. Each company's mission statement both articulates the business purpose and makes a promise. Remember that the promise you make to your customers is something you should never take lightly. It should incorporate the core values of your operations and serve as the cornerstone of your organization's culture. Protecting your business, your ideas, and yourself. You need a partnership agreement that clearly defines how decisions will be made and what happens if the parties don't agree. The agreement should also describe how the partnership can be broken up. How can we divide things up when we can't get along anymore? Be careful about going into business partnership with a friend or a family member. Resort to advisory boards, mentors, and business coaches. Don't rely on a family's or friend's attorney unless you're confident he has the experience you need. Create a contact list, suppliers, customers, etc. Review your insurance coverage. Keep duplicate files of all critical business documents. Exercise, eating right, socializing with friends and family. All of these things are easily forgotten when you're struggling to build a business, but they are important for your health and well-being. Discover what works best for you and make a commitment to yourself and business that taking care of you is as important as caring for and nurturing the growth of your business.